The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Kiddushin has been sponsored by our good friend Mr. Haimi Dana, Hashem Shmireu V'Hayehu, in honor of his wife, Dina Bat Rivka. That should have many years of Shalom Bayit, Masechet Kiddushin. And Aslaha, Parnasa, and all good things, health, happiness, Nachat from the children, and all the Berachot. Amen. Daf Chaf Dalet. Today's Daf is being studied. The Anu Nishmat Mor Zekeni Yosef Ben Sarah, Vemarat Zekenati Yafab Bat Sarah. The Anu Nishmat Abraham Ben Esther. Wahashem Tanihem Began Eden. Amen. Today's Daf is being studied. Refuah Shelema, Acham Siyon Ben Esther. Moshe ben Dina, Sarah bat Rachel, Sarah Ruhama bat Rachel. Enna refana lahem, refuat ha-nefesh, refuat ha-guf, refuatam kerova labo v'chen yirasom v'nomar, amen. Again, today's daf on daf chaf dalid. And we are at the two dots, and we are going to start 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines from the bottom. Tana. Yotze beshen ve'ayin v'rashe evarim she'enam hozrim. We have a law by an Eved Kanani. One of the ways he goes out is beshen ve'ayin. If the master knocks out his tooth, or he knocks out one of his eyes, or any of the primary evarim, the primary bones, there's 24 of them. The Mishnah in Nega'im lists them. Later on in Daf Chet, the Gemara is going to tell us what they are. She'enam hozrim, that don't return. So he knocks at any of the 24 limbs, including Shen ve'ayin, he goes out free. Bishlama Shen ve'ayin ketive. Shen ve'ayin, I understand the Torah explicitly says Shen ve'ayin. It's written. Ela l'rashe evarim minaran. How do I know primary limbs? Where do they get that from? It's similar to the tooth and the eye. Just like the tooth and the eye are mumim shebagalui, it's external, and enam chozrim, they don't return. You're not got a guy's tooth that doesn't grow back, not got a guy's eye that doesn't come back. Av kol mumim shebagalui, so to all external organs that don't return. So a person, he knocks his, cuts his arm off, it doesn't grow back, and so on and so forth. And his ear. So all these things over here are enam chozrim. So therefore he goes out free. Gemara says, let us say, we have a rule. One of the principles of the way that Doresh Torah is, when you have Shnei Ketuvim, that means two Pesukim, Habba'im Ke'echad, that are coming to tell you the same item, the same Hadush. So the law is, that the Torah was interested in telling me this concept, that any primary organ that's external, and that doesn't come back, that the Eved goes free, the Gemara, the Torah could have chosen one example, Shen. What do you have to tell me, Shen and Ayin? What do you have to tell me, two examples? From the fact that it tells me two examples, it's masbat only these two and nothing else. It's called Shnei Ketuvim Habaim Ke'ehad. It's coming to teach you the same Hadush in Melamedim. You don't learn it the other places. Unless you can justify why you needed the two. If you needed the two, which means if each one teaches you a different Hadush, then already you need to, then you can learn from the two to others. So to that, the Gemara says, no, Sirika, you do need both of them. Di'i katav rachamana shen. The Torah just would have wrote shen, which is the tooth. Hava amina, I would have thought. Afilu shen de halav. I would think even the tooth, baby tooth, as we call it. Rashi says, shen shiyanagba. Right? The tooth that he had when he was nursing. Da'atid lachlifa. Right? And eventually it's going to fall out. And it's going to change. It's going to replace itself. Kegon be'evet katan. So therefore, if it just would have said Shen, I would have said maybe Shen is talking about even the type of tooth that grows back, meaning even a baby tooth. That's why it says katav rachmana ayin. to teach me. No, it's dafka talking about an organ that doesn't come back. V'katav rachman ha'ayin. And if the Torah only would have written ayin, habaminama ayin shenivra'imu, I would say only organs that he was born with. Those are the items that he goes free. Of course, shenivra'imu, what about shen? No, but a tooth, he wasn't born with it. So maybe those type of organs, no. Therefore, tzericha, that's why you need shen v'ayin. Each one teaches me a specific chadush. Once I have shen v'ayin, now I can doresh to the rest of the evarim, that just like shen v'ayin is an external organ that does not replace itself, so to all the 24 primary external organs that do not replace themselves. Good? So comes the Gemara and says, ve'ema, and we'll say like this. Well, let us say like this. Now, we know, we've learned many times, that one of the ways to doresh pesukim is using a method called the klal, prat, klal. Let's review how that works. Klal, you have a generality, then you have a specific, then you have a generality again. The way the klal, prat, klal works is the following. That the klal comes to include everything. The prat comes to exclude. Now if you just have a klal and a prat, in bichlal ela mash beprat, then the klal is only including what the prat says. But once you have another klal, then we say, en bichlal ela ke'en ha-pirat. Then you're able to include things, not only the prat itself, but things that are similar to the prat. So let's say like this. Ve'ema, let us say, ki yake. It's talking about when a guy's hitting his ayavit. Ki yake klal. Anyway you hit him. That's a generality. Shen ve'ayin prat. Shen ve'ayin is a specific. Okay? Klal uprat. En bichlal ela mashe beprat. Now if it's a klal prat, so then it's only shen ve'ayin. Shen ve'ayin in. Mide aharina lo. Which means at this point the Gemara can only find a klal prat. If it's klal prat, it only includes shen ve'ayin. How did you include the other items? Because the end of the pasuk says you will send them free. It sounds like anyway. Hazar v'chalal. It went and it brought another klal. Klal ufrat uchlal. E ata dan ela ke'en aperat. Ma perat mefurash. Just like the prat is explicit. Mum shebagalui. Ve'en am chozrim and doesn't come back. Like a shen and an ayin, av kol mumin shebagalui ve'enam chozrim. Good. So now already we're getting a little more clarity. Now we're finding out that the real source of the 24 evarim is a klal, prat klal, and it's what ke'en aperat. So now the Gemara asks, ima prat mefurash mumin shebagalui ubatel memelachto ve'enu chozer. If you really want to get more specific, shen ve'ayin is an external organ. Okay, we know it's on the outside of the body. And it's also a type of item that doesn't return. But it's also a type of item that causes, when he doesn't have it, he's batel me'melachto, meaning, without an eye, he can't see. He lost function. Without a tooth, he can't chew his food. He lost function. So it's only including types of evarim that have a function, that serve a purpose, that without it, he won't be able to do a melacha of some sort. Whether it's a tooth, he can't chew. Whether it's an eye, he can't see. Oh, af kol mumim shebagalui, ve'enu chozer ubatel memelachto, which is mashma, that only a type of limb that causes him to lose a certain function, that's the type of limb that he goes out free on. So the Gemara says, Alama, then why? Tanya, we learned in a braita. Talash biskano. You pull the beard of the Eved. The guy was pulling on his beard. Vidildil bo'etzim. And as a result, you dislodged one of the, maybe the jawbone or something over here by the beard. You dislodged the bone. So it says, Eved yotze behem neherut. He goes out. Even though by this bone, by the beard, being dislodged, he doesn't lose any function. Which means, it's not like he can't do anything. He's still able to do everything he was able to do beforehand. Oh, so you see over there, we have a question. Because if you're learning it as a klal, prat klal, it should only include items like a shin ve'ayim that lose functionality. But we know it's not so. Even if you pull his beard and you dislodge one of these bones underneath where the beard is, even though he didn't lose any function, still he goes out free. So we have a question, what's the din hashav? If you're learning a klal, prat klal, doesn't work. So the Gemara says now, if you remember, we learned there's another style of learning called a ribui. A ribui and a mi'ut and a ribui. Which is again, an inclusion, an exclusion, and an inclusion. That is a more flexible type of dirasha that includes much more items. A ribui, mi'ut, ribui includes everything. Even items that are not similar to the prat. And it only excludes one item that the Torah gave the Hakamim an ability to exclude. So whenever you have a ribui, mi'ut, ribui, that style, again, you're more inclusive. So the Gemara says, La'chovshi yishalechenu ribuyahu. I'll tell you that don't use a klal prat klal, because that's more limited. Use a ribui, mi'ut, ribui, and therefore when it says la'chovshi yishalechenu, it's coming to include even types of evarim that are not like shen ve'ayin. Shen ve'ayin, functional. And when you lose the shen ve'ayin, you lose a function. Batir me'melachto. Ribui, even items that are not going to be batir me'melachto. For example, the beard bone that was dislodged. Oh, v'iribuyahu. Oh, if you tell me including everything. How about afilu hikau al yado? Let's say he hit the evar on his hand. V'tzamta. And it got damaged, it shriveled, exactly, as a result of the hit. V'sofar lachzor. But it's going to get healed. Nameh, why don't you include that also? Which is, why don't you include damages that are going to get healed? Once you tell me it's a ribui, ribui includes everything. So go all the way, tell me even items that are not like shen ve'ayin, that what? That they're going to regenerate, they're going to heal themselves. But we know it's not so. Alaman, and why, Tanya, we have a braita, hikau al yado vitsamta. Now he hit him on his hand, and it shriveled visofa lahzor, and it's going to come back in evid yotseba liherut. He doesn't go out with that. So then the ribui is only coming to include items that don't have function. But it's not coming to include everything. It's not coming to include items that are going to heal themselves. So then we have one question. What is it coming to exclude then? Which means you need an exclusion. Even in a ribui mi'ut ribui, you need it to exclude something. In ken, shen v'ayin ma'ahanile. Oh, very good. Otherwise, what is shen v'ayin doing? Which means that's what it's coming to exclude. It's coming to exclude a case where the item heals itself. So therefore, ultimately, we conclude that really, it's a ribui, mi'ut, ribui. And what? Riba hakol. It came to include everything. Not only shen ve'ayin. Those are things that have function. First of all, it's got to be like shen ve'ayin. That what? Bagalui. Number two, it is a type of item that does not have to be batil me'melachto. Which means the ribui comes to include much more. An eye, he loses his function. Even if he pulled the beard bone out, also he goes out free. Oh, so what is shin behind coming to exclude? It's coming to exclude items that regenerate themselves. That what? Like hit him on the hand, shriveled up, got better. If it does not go, but everything else, he will go out. Good? Comes Gibran says, Tanu Rabbanan. We have a braita. Bechulam, in all these items, Eved yotze baim leherut. The Eved goes out free. Vesarich get shehrur. Oh, but he still needs a paper. He still needs a get, which means, according to the Brit Bishimon, don't think it's an automatic. You would think till now, the guy hit his eye. Knocked his eye out, it goes free. Nah, now you got to still give him his papers. You still got to give him a get. Rabbi Meir Omer, Eino Tzarich. Rabbi Meir says, no, you don't need, it's an automatic. What would be the reason why you need a get shahrur? We have to see the reason, but the get shahrur allows him to marry a bat chorin. Because once he goes out free, he becomes a full-fledged Jew. Right? So according to the first Shita Rabbi Shimon, for him to be allowed to marry a full-fledged Jew, he needs his papers, he needs to get sharud. Whereas according to Rabbi Meir, it's an automatic. Now the Rabbi Gemara is going to show this mahlukit repeated itself many times. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Tzarich, Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Enot Tzarich, Rabbi Akiva Omer Tzarich. Now, המחריעים לפני חכמים אומרים, those מחריעים, those are the ones that would, I guess, okay, the one, the deciders, those that decide הלכה in front of the חכמים, so they came along and said like this, נראים דברי טרפון בשן ועין, שהתורה זכתה לו, ודברי רבי עקיבא, בשאר איברים, הועיל וכנס חכמים הוא. They make a compromise. It makes sense to say that what? On the items that are explicitly written in the Torah, shin ve'ayin, those are you don't need to get shihrur. If he hits the shin or hits the ayin, we're going to go like the shita that says, you'd say the arut bili get shihrur. But the items that are only a penalty from the hakamim, like the other 24 limbs, that item over there, you need to get shihrur. So the Gemara says, what are you talking? Knas who? It's a knas? We just spent the whole amur of it talking about it. It's a derasha. Klal, pat, klal. Ribui, miyot, ribui. Now you come along and tell me the other items that are only rabbinical. They're not rabbinical. It's a derasha, gemura. Which means all those ways of being doresh Torah is deoraitas. Klal, pat, klal is deoraita. Ribui, miyot, miyot is deoraita. Then the Kabbalah says, the ones that are written explicitly, okay, you don't need to get shirun. But the other stuff that the rabbis came along and penalized, what are you talking about? It's not a knas. Ela, ho'il u'midrash hachamim hu. Since it's not explicit, it's dirash of the hachamim, yes, I agree, it's Torah. But the rabbis are doresh, klal prat klal, the rabbis are doresh, ribui mi'ut ribui. It's not a drabaram. But the rabbis are the ones that are being doreshed, so therefore you're going to need to get shown. Now what's the logic in this? The logic in this is like this. Tosfot asks the same question. Bottom line, it's Torah. What's the difference if the rabbis would doresh it or not? Shin v'ayin is minat Torah as much as the guy's ear is minat Torah. So why make a hiluk that? Oh, when it comes to shin v'ayin, oh, that's explicit, you don't need to get shihrud. Not a stuff, it's Torah. But the rabbis doresh it, so therefore you need to get shihrud. What's the difference? Zeh Torah v'zeh Torah. So look at the Tosafot. Top Tosafot. Pirush. משום אחי אמר דבשאר דברים שאני גט שר ואם תאמר ומה בכך הועילו מדרש חכמים הוא זו כז והלו כמה גופי תורה תלויים שאין הבאים אלה מכוח דרשה which means what all of a sudden things that are coming from a דרשה become second class many laws of the Torah are only known to us from דרשות since when that we treat דרשות as if they were second class so Tosfot says לכן נראה לבן אותם the get zeh enu elam midrabanan. Oh, this get that we said you got to give to Eves, not midoraita. Midoraita, he goes out free without a get, whether it's shin v'ayin, whether it's the other items. However, midrabanan, they said, you know, give a get in certain cases. The haishinam, shimma yimsa enu bishuk. Maybe the owner is going to find the master in the marketplace. V'yomar lo avdi ata. And he says, hey, you're my avid. Lefi she'ena midrash yadua le'olam. Not everybody knows this cloud prat cloud. Not everybody knows this derashav dachim. Lakin tiknu get shihrur. Which means, shen v'ayin. Everybody knows. It says in the Torah. So therefore, I'm not worried that a guy's going to knock out his eye, and then he's going to see him in the street 2 weeks later and start saying, hey, you belong to me. He's going to know, listen, I knocked out his eye. He goes free. I don't have to give him a get shihrur to prove anything. It's well known. Mashiach, when you knock out his ear, not every master knows klal prat klal. Even the rabbis know it, but not every person knows this. Therefore, I'm concerned that what's going to happen, he's going to knock out his ear. 2 weeks later, he sees him in the street and says, hey, fellow, what are you doing? You work for me. Well, the guy said, what do you mean? You knocked out my ear. So what? Well, what did he say about the ear in the Torah? So you know what? We don't want people to now start repossessing avadim that they think belong to them. Give the guy a get. Because now the guy has a get, he can go now show everybody, listen, I am free. So that's the reason why, since it's not explicit, not that it makes it worse, well, not explicit, what do I care if it's not explicit? Drasha is drasha. And I'm worried about the guys who don't know the law, as a result, can start repossessing. You know what? Give a get in order that everything is clear. That's the pshat. Comes the Gemara and says. Now, so now we have a fantastic mahlokit, really, in general. Do you need a get shihrut or not when the guy hit his eye out? That's a mahlokit. Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Meir. So comes the Gemara and says, "My tama de Rabbi Shimon. What's the reason why Rabbi Shimon says you need a get shihrut? He says you need to get shihrut. Why? Yalif shiluach shiluach meisha. Oh, gezerah shava. It says the word shiluach, whatever, v'shalcha by a lady when you divorce her, and it says the word v'shalcha by a even the hafshi yishalchen meisha b'shtar af even name b'shtar." And there's a lady, you got to give her a star. So even in Eved Kanani, when you send them out, you send the, it's also got to be with a star. Finished. Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says like this: Iketiv iketav chofshi lebesof. If it would have said yishalehenu chofshi, kedika amart. Which means, if it would have said the word yishalehenu first, I would make a gezerah shava. That before he goes free, you got to give him a get like you give a lady a get. Now that it puts the word lahofshi first, he's free immediately. Because the pasuk's language is what? Lahofshi yishalehenu. Well, lahofshi immediately. Even before yishalehenu. He's going to go free once you knock his eye out. So therefore, he does not make the gezerah shava. Tanu rabbanan. Go further. Hika al eno. The guy, the adun, hit his eye. Mamash, al eno. Vesamea. And he blinded him as a result. Al ozno. Or he hit him on his ear. Vehersha. And he caused them to go deaf. Eved yotze b'hem l'chirut. There's no question. Eved goes out with that. That's mamash. Yeah. Right? Blinded him. He caused him to go deaf. Neged eno, which means he didn't actually hit his eye directly, but he banged, let's say, the wall that was neged eno. Right? Banged the wall and his eye was right there. The guy went blind to him. He got scared. And he lost his eyesight. Keneged ozno. He banged the wall against the guy's ear. Not hitting the guy's ear directly. Ve'eno shomeya. And now the guy can't hear. En eved yotze ba'em leherut. The eved does not go out in that case leherut. Okay? So it's got to be a direct item. Now she says, Keneged Eino, it's all the way up there, like one third of that she's down. Keneged Eino, last two words on the line. Shika bakotel. The guy hit the wall. Vibito beko. The guy got scared from the clump, from the bang. Ve'enroe. And as a result, from his own fear, he lost his eyesight. Or it haresh, from the fahad, he lost his hearing. That's not enough, he doesn't go out free. Amar Rav Shaman Rav Ashe. Rav Shaman tells Rav Ashe, the memra, you mean to tell me, dekala lav klumhu? Are you telling me that when you damage something by a sound, you're not chayav? It sounds like over here, damaging somebody directly, you bang him in the eye, oh, you're guilty. But Stam, if I bang a wall and the sound causes the damage, it sounds like sound damage is nothing. But I'm going to show you in Gemara, Baba Kama, that says if somebody damages by sound, you got to pay. How do you know? Tadnegol. A chicken, a rooster. Sheoshit rosho le'avir kli zechuchit. He stuck his beak into a glass vessel. His nose is in the keli. What did he do? Ve'taka'bo. And he started making noise. He started to, cock-a-doodle-do, whatever he does. He makes his noise. Vishavro, and as a result of his sound, he broke the keli. Mishalim, nizik shalim. So the owner's got to pay.
Even though the animal, even though the tentacle didn't break it directly, he broke it through his voice. So you see what? The owner's got to pay for the call that his tentacle affected the keli. Nizik shalem, no less. He's got to pay you full damages. That's according to one shita over there. And she says that's going according to the shita of Sumchus in Masechet Baba Kama. The Amar of Yosef, Amri Berav, Sus. You have a horse, Shisanaf. That's like the horse is braying. Right. The Hamor Shinaar. And you have a donkey that also brays. The Shavru Kelim Betocha Bayit. And they broke Kelim Betocha Bayit. Mishalmim Hatzin Ezek. Okay, that's the Mishita. It's Machloket. When an animal damages indirectly. Okay. Like through the call, you pay Nezik Shalem, you pay, well, let me get to Baba Kamal, we'll see what the source of Allah, but when you see, you're not off the hook. A damage of call has got to pay. So Amar Leh, so the question is then why when you damage the Eved, you bang against the wall, the guy, he hears the sound and went deaf, he stays as Eved. Why, what do you mean? How do you damage them? Amar Leh Shani Adam. Adam is different. The kevan de bardaatu, iu mevait nafshe. Interesting. He did it to himself, which means a chicken blew the sound into the vessel. He broke the vessel. Okay, hayav, you got to pay for that. Nothing you can do. But when you bang a wall in front of a person, who caused himself to go deaf? He did it. Who told you to get scared? You let yourself get affected by the sound. You let yourself get nervous. And therefore you did it to yourself. You let yourself get bad. And therefore you went blind. And we're not going to have you beyond that. Kidetanya, like it says in the Braita. Hamavi'itet havero. If you scare your friend, and as a result he gets damaged, patur mi de adam. You guy can't take you to court. Patur mi d'adam, you can't take up the bait. Oh, he scared me, and his hair fell out. That's you did it to yourself. Where should he get scared? You scared a cat. However, the chayav de shamay, but be de shamay be chayav. Boy, the shamay is going to take care of this guy because you're a wise guy. What are you scaring your friend for? But we can't get you on on the law because physically you didn't damage the guy. Scaring the guy, you actually can't say. I'm going to give you an example. Takal be'ozno, he went, he took a shofar, he blew it in the guy's ear. V'harsho. And the guy went deaf. Patur. Ahazau v'takab be'ozno. If he grabbed him, I don't know if he did a ma'aseh. And shocked him, scared him. V'harsho hayav. So can it air, when there's a physical action attached, you grab the guy and you screamed in his ear, that's not a story. But just time, you scared him like that in his ear, you're going to be patur. As she says, Shani Adam, the bardaatu, hay nizak, right? The one that got damaged. The chim mevi'it midate kam mevi'it. Listen to the words of Rashi. Shenoten libo el pahad kol haba pit'om. He paid attention. Who asked you to pay attention to the sudden sound? Can it air? It's like almost the Rashi saying it's in his control, to some sort, to control your emotions, control your pahad. Who asked you to get scared? Says Shenoten libo. Who asked you to put your heart in this pahad over here? Okay. Tanu Rabbanan. We have a braita. Hikau al eno. Okay, he hit him on his eye. Okay, he didn't blind him. He just caused his eye to dim. Yeah, he damaged his eye, exactly. Al Shino, he hit him in his teeth. Vinadeda. Right, made it loose. So, im yachol leshtamesh b'machshav, if he still has usage, in Eved Yotze Behem Neherut. So he didn't change the guy. The guy was able to use his eye before and his tooth before. He can still use it. He doesn't go out. Vim Lav. But if you damage it to the extent where now he lost usage, Eved Yotze Behem Neherut. Okay, so he goes out. Tanya Idach. We have another braita. Haresh Aita Eno Kehuya. The guy started off with an eye that already was dim. Visam'a. And he went further, he blinded him. Took it to the next level. Shino Neduda. Already the guy started off with a tooth that was loose. Vipira. And the Adon knocked it out. Im yachol ishtamesh behem kvar. If he had usage before, Eved Yotze behem neharut. Because now already he took away his usage. Ve'im lav, en Eved Yotze behem neharut.
What if he didn't have usage?
Well, if he didn't have usage before, so he did nothing to him. He didn't have usage anyway, so he knocked it out. Big deal. But if he had some sort of usage before, now by knocking out, you totally lost the usage of the item. So he goes out free. But the question is, what do you need both statements? Was basically both Breitot are teaching you the same concept. That the only time the Eved goes out is when you did something, you changed the status, you took away the usage of the item. So what is basically, that's the message of both Breitot. Right? So give us Vesricha. You need both Breitot. Right? If you gave me the first case, because the first case was talking about he had perfectly good eyesight. And now you just dimmed it. He had a perfectly good tooth, and you loosened it. So he says, "Mishum demeikara neora bari." So hey, he had a good eye originally. Dashta neora kiraisha. And now already you ruined the guy who had a good eye. Then I'll tell you, he goes out free, because you took a guy who had a perfectly good eye and you ruined it. Aval hakad demeikara namen neora kiraisha. But the second night, when the guy started off already with bad eyesight. In my life, say, even if you're blind and a big deal with the guy, the guy had partial usage anyway. That's why you got to tell me, even that case, he goes out free if he lost usage. Yes, me'ina, not you only told me the second case, mishum desima legamre. I'll tell you the reason why he goes out free, because in the second case, true, he started off with bad eyesight, but you blinded him now. Well, the guy's totally blind now in that eye. That's why he goes out. Abalatam de los samya legamre, emalo. But in the first case, you just dimmed his eyesight. So I might have thought that dimming the eyesight is less. Kamashmalan Sirika, that what? He goes out free nonetheless. Okay? Look at Rashi. Vitsirike. Hani tarte yatsal de chayrut. Lashmeinan, to teach me. Teecha de en yachol ishtamesh, to teach me, even though he loses usage. Afalgav de lo sam'a legamri, even though he didn't blind him totally, hav yashchata ve'echad de sam'a legamri, and where he did blind him totally, afalgav de kiyuyav, because even though he started off with weak eyesight, he had some usage, he had minimal, he had bad eyesight, but he had something. Hav yashchata. Good. Now the Gemara continues. Tanu Rabbanan, Hare Shaya Rabbo Rofe. So the master was a doctor. Ve'amar lo lichol lo eno. It seems the Eved asked the Adon for services. Do me a favor, can you put some ointment on his eye, whatever it is, you know, he needed an eye.
It says color his eye with medication.
Color his eye with medication. He needs medication. The guy's an eye doctor. So go, put the, he told the master, what happened? By mistake, v'simea. He blinded him. Lachtor lo shino. The Adon was a dentist. Say, Tom, do me a favor, give me a cleaning. Clean his teeth. V'pila. By mistake, he knocked out his tooth. Sihek ba'adon v'yatzal leherut. Even though that was his intention, which means he's taking a risk to do this my eye, and he caused the eye to go out, but he did that on purpose to try to make that happen. Because he wants to go free. Which means even though the adon had no kavanah, was my mistake. Doesn't matter. That was the Eved's wisdom, shrewdness, that he got the Adon to play with his eye, taking the risk that his eye will come out beautiful, now he goes free. Rabban Shimon Gamliel Omer, v'shihata Achit kaven l'shachata. The Torah says it's got to be an intentional item. Where the Eved, the Adon is trying to help the Eved, and by mistake it happens, it's not. The Rabbanan, hay v'shichata ma'avdile. What do the rabbis do with v'shichata, which is mashma, it's got to be on purpose. Mebe'ahele l'chdetanya. Rabbi Elazar Omer, hare shehoshit yado l'me'esh shifhato. Wow. The Adon is a doctor. So he stuck his hand in the rahim of the shifha in order to take out a baby. He's delivering her. And his hand poked out the eye of the baby. Patur. David, the Ubar is Eved Kanani also, by the way. Correct? She's Shifha Kanaanit. What's the kids? Eved Kanaanit. So the guy was delivering the baby, he stuck his hand, and it, boom, it knocked out the eye. So the deen is over here, Patur, my Ta'ama. Ta'amar kira b'shihata. Ad shi'yichaven l'shahata. Which means, according to this pshat, is he's got to have kavanah to be working on the eye. He doesn't have to have kavanah to knock out the eye, but he has to have kavanah that he was dealing with the here. He wasn't dealing with the eye. He was dealing with a delivery. His hand went in there and then plucked out an eye. Patur. The case of putting the ointment on the Eved's eye, he was dealing with the eye. By mistake, it came out, but you were dealing with the eye. Kavanah was the eye. Therefore, he goes out the. In that case, which means if the kavanah is for the eye, v'shihata means you have to have kavanah for the organ. He didn't have kavanah for the organ. It was taking, even though both cases were by mistake. There's a difference between the cases. One was a mistake where he had intention to deal with the eye. One was a mistake where he had no intention to deal with the eye. Good?
Very good.
Look at Rashi. L'chdetanya hoshit yado le'me'esh shifcha. Right, to take out our baby. Patu, the loan it kabin na ayin klal. You have no kavanah for the eye at all. Aval kehol li ayini, then it kabin na ayin, afagav shalon it kabin na shahata, hayav. Oh, the idach. According to the bunch of Omen Gamliel, how does he know this, this halakha? Which means the Torah could have just written the word v'shihet, right? And that would have teached us what you need kavanah to damage. And the fact that it says v'shihata teaches us also that if you had kavanah for something else and then you cause the eye to go out, so it's also going to be patur. Look at Rashi. מבשיחת נפקלן, הדר באיזה פרט לזה, שלא נתכוון לשחת כלל. Which means, ושיחת, משמע, that what? It's coming to exclude a case where the guy didn't have to cover it all, the case of the delivery. ושיחתה, משמע, בעסוק בה, כתוב מדבר. We're actually dealing with the case, אפילו אחי מתכוון לשחתה בעינה. So it's levels, that even when you deal to, first of all, if you're not mitkaven at all, v'shichet, you're off the hook. Now, v'shichatat, even if you were dealing with the item, still you're patur unless you did it be'kavanah. So it's gradual. V'shichet teach me the first level, that if you weren't dealing with it at all, v'day patur. V'shichatat, even if you were dealing with the item, but happened by mistake, you're also patur. V'shichatat, so you learn both cases. V'idach, that's Hachamim, Shihat Shihata, Lo Darish. They don't go with this double Dirashat. Therefore, they only Doresh, not Mitkaven at all to deal with the eye. Once you Mitkaven with the eye, even though you Mitkaven the damage, you're going to be, goes out. Amar Rav Sheshat. Hare Shaita Eno Simuya. Okay, the guy was blind already. David. The Hatata. He removed the eyeball out of its socket. Eved yotze b'hem l'chirut. He goes out free. Maitama, what's the query? The guy's blind already. He was blind. Mehusar Eved hu. That's it. You took an Eved away from that's a mum. Such an item like this, where you took an Eved out of the guy, that's already enough of a mum that you're going to be Hayav. Vetana Tuna. Which means our Tana also, we found a source for this over here. Or we found a Tanaic source for this, not by Eved, by Korbanot. Let me give you the whole pasuk over. The pasuk says, "Ish ish bebet Yisrael asher yakrid korbano." Brings a korban asher yakrivu laHashem leolah korban olah lirtzonechem tamim zachar male babakar bekesabim ubaizim. Okay. So what's the language? Lirtzonechem tamim zachar. And it tells you what type of species. Babakar, Bakesabim, Ba'azim. So the Gemara learns that the Rashi like this. Tamut v'zachrut. This item that it says has to be tam, which means without blemish. V'zachrut and male, babehema. Ve'en tamut v'zachrut be'ofot. The fact that the Torah says, Bakesabim, Ba'azim, it gives us those animals. So this law, when you bring your Korban Ola, that it's got to be tamim. Perfect, and it's got to be a male. That's when you're bringing an animal as a korban olah. That way, when you're bringing a bird as a korban olah, in tamut v'zachrut be'ofot. There's no law like that. Yachol yavsha gapa. Let's say the wing of the bird dried up, or nikte'ar ragla, or the leg, let's say, got cut off. Nikteta enaha, or let's say her eye was taken out. You think it's going to be kasher? Tamud lomar min ha'of velo kol ha'of. Which means it says ve'im min ha'of ola korbano. From the fact that it says min ha'of, which means it's not, but there's some ofot that are good. Min ha'of, which means from the ofot, some ofot are good and some are not. Velo kol, not every of is kasher. So what do you see? Even though we say that the mum is okay by an off, but if the eyeball is missing, that's already too much. That's considered a haser, and if it's not, look at Ashi. Vetana tuna. Kilomar, matzinu tana shedanu wa misayinu bezo. We found a tana that proves this to us. Ve'en tamut v'zakrut b'ofot. Hay kerat darisha ne'emar be'kol ha'kurbanot. Ish ish me'bet Yisrael asher yakrib korbano lechol nedrem nirtzonechem tamim zachar babakar bekesavim u'ba'azim. Bedelo kitib nirtzonechem zachar tamim. It specifically said zachar tamim in animals. Bekesavim u'ba'azim. Ve'lishtok. למדקש שאין מקפיד על תמות וזרות אלא על אלו מה שאיקן אופות. Oh yeah, so אופות doesn't have to be שלם, even if you plucked out its eyeball. נחתתה עינה על מה אף אגב דסמוע מעיקרה, even though it was blind originally the off, כי חתתה משפילי מומה. Which is the fact that it was blind, that wasn't a problem, but the fact that you took the eyeball, you made it worse. Which means, and that's what it says to anybody in Eved. You might say, hey, he's blind already. But if I took the eyeball, no. Taking the eyeball out makes a difference. Just like it makes a difference by a korban ha'of. Okay? Let's go one more line. Amar bi rafhiya bar ashe amar rav hayta lo yeterit. He had an extra finger. Six fingers. V'hatakha. So the Adon cut off the guy's extra finger. Eved yotze b'hem neherut. Okay? He goes out free. Amar avuna v'hu shen nesperet al gav ha'yad. Which means it's got to be in the row of fingers. Can it, if it's just a growth that's coming out of nowhere, so then, you cut it off, that's not considered. But if it's part of the row of fingers, look at that she. Yeteret, it's by yetera. Shenesperet al gav ayad, shaita b'shurat she'ar etzba'ot. Okay. So then already he's going to be Hayah. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen. Amen.